It's live and local now. Kevin Wall with you. It is Wednesday. It's hump day. It means we're halfway home. Now, last week, the United States Supreme Court, in a dumbfounding decision that left a lot of us scratching our heads, the U.S. Supreme Court legalized gay marriage in all 50 states. I don't know what the federal government is doing meddling in marriage, but they did it. And now, even gay activists are saying that the next challenge will be, how do we end up forcing churches to marry us? Lee Carowan is the president and executive director of the Congressional Prayer Caucus Foundation and joins us. Leah, first of all, thanks for joining us. A lot of people with religious convictions are deathly afraid that this decision by the Supremes last week is just the prelude to something bigger that's going to eventually attack religion and those with core religious beliefs. What say you?
Hi, Kevin. Yeah, it's a privilege to be on with you. And they're exactly right. I mean, the Solicitor General in the case made it very clear that tax-exempt status would be in jeopardy should the court rule this way. But it goes much deeper than that. Thousands of faith-based entities are going to be negatively impacted, and including churches, absolutely, Christian schools, adoption agencies, foster parents, homeless shelters, ministry organizations, counselors. The list goes on, because basically what they said is, every human being in America now must choose to live their life according to what they just dictated was the way in which we are going to define marriage now. And so religious freedom was basically ignored, and the Constitution, First Amendment, effectively they just silenced and neutralized every thing that we believe in this country, and the whole country was founded on.
Leah, let me ask you, the decision by the Supremes, how far-reaching is it? Does it include cake bakers and flower shops and places like that? Some that have been threatened with being taken out of business if they don't serve gay and lesbian weddings.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. But that's just the beginning. And not only threatened, but that's already happened. And I think that's the thing that most Christians, most people of faith don't understand when they say, well, I don't know, it probably won't reach us. But they don't understand it already has reached us. We already have cake bakers and people with wedding chapters closing their doors, being forced out of business. It's stunning, and most people don't want to hear this. They don't really believe it's true, but it's already here. And I think what most people think is, well, okay, it's not so bad. You can't say God in school. You can't say faith in school. But, gee, at least we can pray and say, talk about God and faith in our church. But what has now happened is, now they're saying, no, actually, in your church, we actually want you to make sure that you say what we want you to say, not according to what the Bible says. That's what's happening, and I think that is chilling. And when the Christians and when the people of faith realize this, I think there's going to be a lot of shock all the way around.
Is it possible that sermons from the pulpit dealing with issues of gayness, sinfulness, is it possible that could become hate speech somewhere down the road?
Of course, absolutely. In fact, not just possible. First of all, we've seen in Houston that the mayor of Houston subpoenaed the not only the sermons, but every email, every conversation, the list goes on of what this mayor wanted to see, because she said, this is personal, and I want to make sure that you didn't say anything that would have any negative impact on any kind of homosexual marriage. I want to ensure that you're not saying things that I don't like. I mean, effectively, that's what she was saying. And then secondly, the reason why this is absolutely an issue is because there are already components written into our laws. Hate speech was tacked on to some other laws where if somebody right now, if you say something, whether it be at church or anywhere, and somebody else goes out and acts on it and does something that is problematic, like you talked about the fact that this is a sinful act, and somebody else goes out and does something, you as a pastor can actually be charged right now with a hate speech and inciting that person to actually go attack somebody who is believes differently than you. So it's already teed up. And again, most people don't realize it's already teed up for that.
Again, Leah Carowin joining us, the executive director of the Congressional Prayer Caucus Foundation. What is it that Americans of faith, what is it they should be doing short of just having their voice heard? I mean, is there anything we can do to counteract this? I was always told the U.S. Supreme Court's pretty much the end of the line.
Well, I guess people of faith, one of the things that people can absolutely do, and there's a couple of things that we're doing that we would like everybody to join us. And the number one thing that I think people of faith have to understand, we have we believe in God. We believe in prayer. We believe that we've been in situations where it looked hopeless. It was difficult. The culture was not, you know, according to what we believe that the culture reflecting the things of biblical values. And that was the 1700s. And then we prayed. And God, in his mercy, poured out his spirit, and people's hearts were changed. So number one, pray. And we've launched Pray USA. It's an initiative. 700 government leaders are signing on and calling the church to pray. People can go to PrayUSA.com, find out about this. When we had a summit and got these leaders together, they said that's the number one thing that Christians should be doing. Secondly, get up off your knees and take a stand. You're going to have to take a stand. You're going to have to just choose. Am I going to stand according to my faith and continue to live and pay the cost, because there will be a cost now, or am I going to just stay silent? And the question is, which are you going to do? And I think the Christians have to say, I will pay the cost. That's what Christians have done throughout the history, and it makes a difference.
Leah, do you think we will ever be able to overcome this? I mean, with prayer, with people standing up, as you say, do you think that the deck is stacked against us on this, or do you think this is something that the public, just John Q. citizen, folks of faith, can stand up and eventually demand their rights?
Well, I think that, let me just say, there's no other hope. If you want to have hope, if you want to ensure and have hope that your children and your grandchildren will have the same measure of freedom to live out their faith the way that you have had the freedom to live out your faith, the only hope for that is if Christians pray and then stand up and take a stand for what's right. And if we do not, then no. I don't see a lot of hope, but if we do, and I'm not, you know, I'm saying take a stand with the principles and the attitude of love and what Jesus Christ teaches us. I'm not talking about something that is harsh and unkind and unloving, because listen, we all agree, nobody wants to be discriminated against. We all agree with that, but we also all agree as Americans, we've agreed that you should not be forcing somebody to choose their faith or their business. They shouldn't have to give up their livelihood to live according to their faith. And I think most Americans, when they begin to realize what's happening, I think there's going to be a lot of Christians and a lot of Americans and say, that's not right, that's not America.
Again, Leah Carowin joining us. She's the executive director of the Congressional Prayer Caucus Foundation. And I want to ask you, and I don't mean to ambush you, but it was in the news today, yet another black church has been gutted by fire in the southeast. This one in Greeleyville, South Carolina. I know the national narrative is, oh, it's probably a hate crime, but investigators say they don't know. They are investigating. There have also been six other African-American churches burning just in the last 2 weeks since the killings in Charleston, South Carolina. And as a woman of faith, I'm curious your thoughts on what you make of this. All of these black churches burning just in the course of the last 2 weeks.
Well, there's no question. I mean, there is no call for violence and burning churches. It absolutely breaks my heart, and it should break the heart of every person of faith in this country. We need to stand together. I think the church in Charleston showed the whole country what it looks like and what true Christianity is. It's when something has happened against you, you stand up and you forgive and you bring love to the situation. And they showed and dumbfounded, I think, all the people who just can't believe that people, that kind of kindness and love and forgiveness is possible. But that right there was the heart of Christianity. And all this other stuff where we're fighting and coming after each other and burning each other's churches, that's just wickedness. And there's no place for that.
Leah, thank you so much. I really appreciate your expertise. I know we'll talk with you again. I have a feeling that these subjects are not going away anytime soon. Thanks so much. Hope you have a great 4th of July holiday.
Thanks, Kevin. You too.
Leah Carowin joining us, Executive Director of the Congressional Prayer Caucus Foundation. To me, it's scary what's going on now. And those who will preach against gay marriage, call it sinful, does that in and of itself become hate speech? We'll see what you think. 1-844, the number 2, Nevada, 844-263-8232. Your call straight ahead, live and local now.